God's been faithful, then sing along with us. Everybody say faithful.
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 Faithful
is our God.
Greetings again, my dear wonderful sisters and brothers of the human family, my dear wonderful sisters and brothers of the Uhuru family. This is Deacon Christopher Frazier. I am your minister of information. This is thinkaboutit.org, the Mind of God program. Today's recording date is Sunday, December the 11th, 2011. So sisters and brothers, Mother Holy Spirit comes to reveal that which has been hidden. And Jesus came to give us knowledge. The scripture says, my people perish for lack of knowledge. Without knowledge, the people are destroyed. Knowledge is the key. Knowledge is the power, and knowledge along with wisdom. Knowledge and wisdom go hand in hand together. Now that scripture that we read in Matthew 13 talked about how those that have shall gain more. Paraphrasing it, those that have what? This knowledge of the kingdom. Jesus is a cold-blooded teacher when you understand. This brother is teaching us the way of Rome and the way of Caesar and the way of the wicked ruling class. You see, Caesar had the knowledge of the kingdom. That's why Caesar was able to rule all of these nations, conquer the known world in that day. Because he had stolen the knowledge and kept the knowledge hidden from the masses of the oppressed. And because of the hiding of that knowledge, and it is the same today with the Rothschilds and the Oppenheimers and the Illuminati Masonic Order, they have the knowledge of how to rule. They have the knowledge of the kingdom, and they have the knowledge of the sun, the moon, the stars, and the planets, and they work night and day to hide that knowledge. But Jesus comes to go into the secret places and to go in places where oaths of secrecy have taken place and find out all of those secrets and all of that secret knowledge, and then go before the masses of the people and teach the masses of the people all of that which has been hidden. The Rastafari community, the Nation of Islam, Dr. King, Marcus Garvey, Fannie Lou Hamer, Sojourner Truth, Harriet Tubman, Frederick Douglass. Look at all of the leadership, how they all have
various aspects of the knowledge of the kingdom and how they understood that which was held in secret, of how to overthrow the oppressor, and how they all worked in their own way night and day to bring this knowledge to the people so that the people may unite and cross all of the barriers and come together and organize for freedom, justice, equality. Elijah Muhammad worked night and day. Minister Malcolm X worked night and day. All of these great and wonderful people, in this day and time, my minister Louis Farrakhan, my chairman Omalia Shetella, my elder brother Harry Belafonte, and others are working night and day to bring that secret hidden knowledge out of those places of secrecy and reveal it to the people. Because going back to that St. Matthew chapter 13, those who have the kingdom knowledge shall always take and gain and get and be the winner. But those who do not have that kingdom knowledge, that knowledge of the kingdom of heaven, if we do not have that knowledge, we will continue to be the loser and continue to be at loss and continue to be brought to naught. And so Jesus comes to reverse what Rome has done. Take that knowledge, take the kingdom from Caesar, take the kingdom from Rome, take the knowledge, the wisdom, the understanding from those wicked ones and reveal it to the masses of the oppressed, the people, the poor, the afflicted, the needy, and the oppressed. And we do the same. We endeavor to bring this hidden knowledge and wisdom, that hidden manna, to the masses of the people. And that's what the Occupy movement is doing, bringing that consciousness that has been buried and hidden and pushed aside, raise the consciousness, change the discourse. And that Occupy movement is so strong that now we see that Barack Obama has had to change his conversation. He has gone and co-opted the verbiage, the talking points of the Occupy movement. He has co-opted the language, there it is, the language of the Occupy movement, not to buck the Rothschilds and the Oppenheimers, but to cause us to think that he really has our best interest at heart. But in reality, he is working for those who have hidden the knowledge, the Rothschilds, the Oppenheimers. He is working, Obama is, on behalf of the Illuminati Masonic Order. He is working on behalf of those wicked powers that take and take and take. And we, the people, we don't have that kingdom of heaven knowledge, and so we lose and lose and lose. And so now we hear Obama trying to talk for the poor, like he's talking for the oppressed. But notice he always only says the middle class. We don't believe in classes, in classism. Obliterate all class distinctions. No Greek, no Jew, no ruling class, no poor class, no male, no female. None of these that cause division are going to survive the kingdom of heaven and God on this earth. All of that will be done away with. You will not get ahead because you're a male. You will not get ahead because you're a female. You will not get ahead and be the ruling class and we be poor class people. No, that's done. That's over. But Obama is trying to hijack the Occupy language. That's how strong the Occupy movement is. That's how strong the Occupy movement has been to changing the discourse and raising the consciousness. But the fight at this moment is about the payroll tax. And Obama is using his wonderful language, speech, oratory skills to cause us to think that it is within our best interest to have the Congress pass this bill concerning the reduction of the payroll tax to the tune of if they don't continue the payroll tax reduction that went into effect a year ago, at least, we will be on the average, we will lose $1,000 to the payroll tax. But what they don't say is that the payroll tax is directly connected to Social Security. And all of us have sisters and brothers who are elderly in our families who are on Social Security. So if you disconnect Social Security from the payroll tax, you deplete the Social Security system, the Social Security funds, and thereby continue to weaken Social Security, and then you are justified in revamping the whole program, obliterating it and destroying it, and our old people are the loser. Look at how skillful Obama is on working on behalf of the Rothschilds and Oppenheimers to come and make us to think that he is working on behalf of the oppressed, when in reality he is working to destroy the oppressed. He spoke in Kansas on these subject matters. Then he had, Obama did, a White House briefing. And it was interesting to watch how the questioner, one of the reporters, questioned Obama and said to Obama, the Republicans are saying that you are soft on foreign policy issues. And Obama said, how can I be soft? Paraphrasing, you see I killed Bin Laden. You see I killed people. You see I done killed 30 Al-Qaeda people. You see I'm killing. You see how the discourse has been taken so far to the right that the man can stand up and say his credentials is killing people, and we're supposed to swallow that? Well, no. Mama Holy Spirit is revealing to us the hidden truths of this wicked system. Now look, Revelation chapter 17 again. I would give to eat of the hidden manna and would give him a white stone, and in the stone a new name written, which no man knoweth saving he that receiveth it. Revelation chapter 2 verse 17. Now, Yahshua. Who is Yahshua? What is Yahshua? Yahshua means deliverance. Yahshua means liberty. Yahshua means health and wealth, and the returning of health and wealth back to into the hands of the oppressed people. Yahshua means the vengeance of our God, the Most High Father and the Most High Mother, Holy Spirit, on the wicked ruling class and ruling families of this wicked world order for treating the masses of the oppressed in such a wicked manner. That's what Yahshua means. Christos, Christ, means that spirit to rise up and deliver the poor, the afflicted, the needy, and the oppressed from the hands of the wicked ruling class and ruling families of this wicked world order. So, Mama Holy Spirit talking through Yahshua Christus, talking through that spirit of justice, that spirit of freedom, that spirit of liberty, that spirit of deliverance, that spirit of true, total salvation, says that the one that overcome will I give to eat of the hidden manna. The word overcometh. Let me hit that word. 3528. That one that overcometh, Nikayo. It means to conquer, to carry off the victory, to come off victorious. Christ victorious over all his foes. Sisters and brothers, the oppressed masses of the people, you are the Christ. You are the Yahshua. We are the Yahshua Christus. We are they who have that spirit to rise up with truth, justice, and righteousness to deliver the oppressed from the oppressor. We are they who are prophesied to conquer. We will conquer this system. My minister in Louis Farrakhan in Jamaica, he spoke last night, December the 10th, 2011. I heard him on an interview, said that Jamaica will be free, and it is time out for leaders to sell out to the Rothschilds and the Oppenheimers. He didn't say Rothschilds and Oppenheimers specifically, but that's who he meant, the wicked ruling class and ruling families. He, Farrakhan, is tied into prophecy. This system is done. This system is over. They are desperate. They are desperate. They are going all over, the Rothschilds and Oppenheimers, trying to destroy the Eurozone. trying to destroy sisters and brothers in Europe. You see, they already did it in Africa and Asia, Central and South America, Mexico, the Isles of the Pacific, and the Caribbean. Now the Rothschilds and Oppenheimers have turned their sights on the so-called middle class of the United States of North America, Canada, Europe, and Israel. And so you see the Eurozone being broken up. Britain in a struggle, hanging out with the Rothschilds and Oppenheimers against Germany and France, and against Russia as well. Germany and France and Russia, by extension, want to kind of break away from Britain and the Rothschilds and Oppenheimers. And so we see the banks of London and the banks of Europe, following the dictates of the Rothschilds and the Oppenheimers, have destroyed the people in Europe. The same thing done in America, done in Europe. The banks caused economic shortfall, an economic void, an economic vacuum because of wickedness, because of fraudulent practices. And rather than the insurance companies like AIG, whichever is the equivalent there in Europe, paying the banks, the investors, what was lost because of the wickedness of the banks, the banks then, instead of doing that, go to the masses of the people and take the wealth from the people. And the governments in Europe, in collusion with the banks and with the Rothschilds, then put austerity programs on the people, meaning the people have to go without. The programs in Europe that are equivalent to America's Social Security, Medicare, Medicaid, education, programs for the masses, for the poor, the people suffer. The people have to go without because of the wickedness of the banks, because of the wickedness of the Rothschilds and Oppenheimers. But the scripture is telling us that we will conquer. We will conquer the Rothschilds and the Oppenheimers. We will conquer those wicked forces, those ones that are committing such wickedness by usage of the banks and warfare and bloodshed. We see that in Russia, it looks like the CIA is working again, stirring up trouble because Putin looks to be taking over Russia again. Now, we're not defending Putin 100%, but we know that with Russia in power, it offsets much of the wickedness that America would like to do. You see, America is threatening Iran. And as I understand it, Russia has a ship of some sort, military, navy ship, in the region protecting Iran. Now, I don't want to see no bloodshed no place. Don't want to see no one get killed anywhere. Certainly don't want to see America invade Iran. But look at how Russia offsets America, and America would like to do more but can't because of Russia. And so Putin's rise in this time, is a sign to America that she can't do what she wants to do. So now it looks like CIA is in Russia stirring up trouble against Putin for some elections that occurred. Medvedev was running, and he lost because he's weak and capitulates to America. He was in San Jose. He was in what they call Silicon Valley, talking about how great Silicon Valley is. Hanging out with the president of America, Obama, I believe. And I said, wow, that's interesting. But the people rejected Medvedev, I can't say his name right, because of his weakness. And it looks like they're going to go after Putin because he is strong in opposing some of the things that America wants to do. And so, Iran now, looking at CIA, bombing people, killing people. A drone plane was in Iran sent by America, CIA. And according to Iran, they had their computer technology bring down the drone. So if it's true, look at what Obama is doing. Look at how he's following the dictates of the wicked ruling class and families, the Rothschilds and Oppenheimers. So this drone has been taken down. And I'm reminded that Israel is sending drones over the Palestinian people, killing Palestinians. And I'm reminded that the CIA is in Syria trying to take out Assad and his government, and we don't defend Assad 100%. But we do not like the CIA and people's government and people's nations trying to overthrow people and administer coups. And so Assad went on TV with Barbara Walters, according to Webster Tarpley, and defended himself and said Al-Qaeda is here, CIA is here, America is trying to overthrow Assad. And he stood up and presented himself, making his case before the world. All peoples in power. If you know the CIA is in your country, go before the whole world and expose this truth. By that truth, we will be able to overcome. And we, who are the revolutionaries, who have the mind of Christ, we are the overcomers, and the masses of the people will overcome. The oppressed will overcome. Mama Holy Spirit says, we who overcome will receive a white stone. We'll receive a white stone, and in that stone, a new name written which no man knoweth. We're going to take our last break, and I'll see you on the other side of the break.
It is well with me. It is well with me. It is well with me. It is well. It is well with my soul. Love interrupted by tragedy. What will my life be like now? I do not that I can handle it. If it's what you have allowed, it is well with me. It is well with me. It is well with me. It is well. It is well with my soul. My heart's been broken into pieces, and I've had...
Greetings, greetings again, my dear sisters and brothers of the human family, my dear sisters and brothers of the Uhuru family. This is Deacon Christopher Frazier. I am your minister of information. This is thinkaboutit.org, the Mind of God program. Today's recording date is Sunday, December the 11th, 2011. To him that overcometh, Mumia Abu Jamal is an overcomer. Every day he conquers this wicked Babylon system spiritually, mentally, morally, and physically by working daily and giving commentation on the truth of this wicked system, bringing those hidden truths out to the people, giving commentary on all that is going on so that we may understand better and overcome this wicked system, overcome Rothschilds, overcome Oppenheimers, overcome Illuminati Masonic Order. Leonard Peltier, he is an overcomer. In jail, a Native American brother, in jail 2 and 3 decades, health deteriorating, but he would not give up. He would not bend and bow to this wicked system. Assad Shakur, yet in exile, I believe, in Cuba, is an overcomer. Look at all of these sisters and brothers who are strugglers. Look at the activists. Look at the Black Panther Party. Look at those who are the strugglers. Look at our ancestors in the past who stood up, male and female, the women's suffrage movement, the anti-war movement, the union movements and labor movements, the civil human rights, black power movements and struggles. Look at these are the overcomers. And Jesus is saying to us from Mama Holy Spirit that the overcomer would receive a white stone. And in the stone, a new name written, which no man knoweth, saving he that receiveth it. What is this white stone? What is the color white? What does it signify? What does it symbolize? What is the stone? What does it signify and represent? Let me hit this color white here. 3022 on the Greek side of your Strong's Hebrew Greek dictionary. Leukos. It means light. L-I-G-H-T. It means bright and brilliant. It means brilliant from whiteness, dazzling white, the garments of angels, those exalted to the splendor of the heavenly state, shining or white garments worn on festive or state occasions. So you see, sisters and brothers, also the whitening color of whitening grain. This white does not mean white people. We got it wrong. Those in power have fooled us over and over again, causing us to think that Caucasian people are white. They're not white. Even though sisters and brothers in Ireland are pretty pale, but they're not white. This white means light. This white means brightness of light. This white in Africa. In Africa, the color white symbolized knowledge and wisdom, because knowledge and wisdom illuminates the mind, gives light, spiritual light, moral light, mental light to the mind so that we may move physically in such light. Knowledge and wisdom cause us to rise above and beyond the barriers and impediments set up by the wicked ruling class and families, set up by those in power, those barriers of race, barriers in division of religion, barriers in division of ethnicity, barriers in division of age, denomination, whatever it is that causes us to be separated from each other, and whatever it is that causes us to be separated from the ability to rise up and overthrow this wicked demon, devils in power. The knowledge and wisdom is that light, that brilliant white light that causes us to be able to see into the system, give critical analysis of the system, see our way in the darkness, and we come and we are birthed, born again out of the darkness into that brilliant light so that we may see the truth of this wicked system and organize and come together and see how to overthrow the wicked ones in power, the Rothschilds, the Oppenheimers. That's what white means. Causes us to go above and beyond the power and influence of the Rothschilds and Oppenheimers. Go above and beyond the power and influence of the wicked ruling class and ruling families. Go above and beyond the power and influence of Wall Street, of the presidents and prime ministers of this wicked world. This light of God, this light of Mama Holy Spirit, this light of Yahweh, this light of Allah Illa, this light of all the prophets and the messengers and the sages and all of the great ones, male and female, this light of the universe, this light of the heavens, this light of creation causes us to go above and beyond this world and bring in a new world, the kingdom of God in heaven, here and now on this earth. This light in Bible, this light in Quran, this light in whatever religious book that you read, and you and us and we who read the universe, which is the original text, this light of the universe causes us to go above and beyond this world and bring in the kingdom of God in heaven here and now on this earth. Once again, look at the Occupy movement. When you listen to all of them and listen to all that they describe, that they desire, you say, man, that's got to be the kingdom of God in heaven here and now on this earth. That's what they desire. That's what they want. That's what we desire. That is what we want. Now this stone, they that overcome will be given a white stone. What is this stone? What is this talking about? A white stone. 5586 on the Greek side. Strong's Hebrew Greek Dictionary. Sophos, a small, worn, smooth stone, a pebble. Oh. In the ancient courts of justice, this is the definition of the stone. The accused were condemned by black pebbles and acquitted by white pebbles. Isn't that interesting? I recall that when they elect a pope in Rome, when you see the white smoke, you have a new pope. When you see the black smoke, you don't have a new pope yet. But in the court of justice in the ancient days, if you had a white stone, you were acquitted, deemed innocent, deemed pure. When you had a black stone, you were condemned. Now, we have been taught that black is evil. And by listening to that definition, you would think that black is evil. But God rides in darkness. The darkness was on the face of the deep in creation, and Mama Holy Spirit began to move on the waters. Look up darkness in the scripture and look at how God dwells in darkness, how justice dwells in darkness. That is why your justices have black robes and why your college processions have black robes, because black is justice. So what is this really saying? The stone. When you had a white stone, you were acquitted. So we're looking at an acquittal for the poor, the afflicted, the needy, and the oppressed. You see, the people in power condemn the poor, condemn the oppressed, condemn the lower class, condemn the oppressed class. So we are saying that we who overcome, we will be acquitted. We will be deemed innocent. Is that not what Jesus was crucified for? To bring up the oppressed, and through his sacrifice, we say blood sacrifice now, because we are living within the construct of Jesus' life, we are deemed innocent of our participation in this wicked system of colonialism, exploitation, slavery, warfare, bloodshed, empire, because now we've changed our life and we are living the life of Yahshua, the life of Christus. And so his shed blood is not done in vain. He died as a revolutionary to show us the way. And so when we pick up his life, his actions, his way, his teachings and knowledge and wisdom and understanding, and understand that his resurrection means our resurrection in this time to overthrow the oppressor, then we attain the white stone and are acquitted. This court of justice, this international, universal, intergalactical court of justice, Mayat, means truth, justice, and righteousness. So the Most High wants to overrule the Rothschilds and the Oppenheimers. The Most High wants to show us that we can overcome the Rothschilds and the Oppenheimers and those in power. The Most High has given us the white stone. But what does the black stone mean? It says that in the courts, in the ancient courts, there was a white stone and a black stone. Well, look, sisters and brothers, the court system is supposed to be set up to rejuvenate and reform wicked people. And so in God's court of justice, if you come up with a black stone, is that the end of you? No. That only means that you are to go and be reborn again and change your ways and your actions and fight and on behalf of and defend the oppressed rather than participate in the destruction of the oppressed. Black is not death permanent, but black means that we must die to the old self, die to the old wicked world. In the Masonic order, they have a checkered floor. White checkers, black checkers. The black don't mean death, sisters and brothers. Not how we interpret it. They say the white means life and the black means death. But what type of death? What type of life? It is the cycle of birth and rebirth and resurrection. Paul said that he crucified himself daily. He mortified his flesh daily. He died daily. That does not mean die and permanent death. That means we die to the old ways of Caesar, the old ways of Rome. And as we die, we are reborn, because black means birth. Your mother's womb, triple darkness. The womb of the earth is triple darkness. The womb of the universe is triple darkness. And so the black means birth. Going back through the birth canal. Going back into that darkness so that we may be reformed again. So that we may be born again. So that we may reform our eyes, our ears, our nose, our sense of touch and feel, our feet. Everything has to be new again. We must come and be born again like a newborn babe. In the womb, that baby is forming head, forming eyes and nose and ears and mouth, forming tongue, forming vocal cords, forming hands and feet, coming from the egg and embryo and whatnot to a full child, a full baby, so that at a certain time, it is time for the birth experience. That child comes out of the darkness, that's the black stone, and into the white, into the light, that's the white stone. You see, we're looking at the cycle of life, of birth, rebirth, and resurrection. That is the true hidden meaning of the white stone, which is light and life, and the black stone, which is not death as we have been told, but to die to wickedness and be reborn again through the darkness into the light. Well, that's all for this session, sisters and brothers. Jah love and Jah bless. This is the Exodus, the movement of Jah people.